And welcome back to our halftime show brought to you by the University of Nebraska Online Worldwide. And again, always joined by J.B. Milliken, Nebraska president. J.B., a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the University of Nebraska Foundation's fundraising campaign. And you mentioned that one of the priorities of that campaign is going to be some funding for cancer research. And today you have brought us a special guest to let us know what's going on in that important area.
That's right, Greg. Cancer research is one of the highest priorities for the university because cancer is a disease that affects so many Nebraskans as well as so many others. It's an area where we've built an outstanding reputation in Nebraska that extends well beyond the state borders, and we hope to become even stronger here, ultimately earning a designation as a comprehensive cancer center by the National Cancer Institute. It's a designation that's held by only the about 40 or so of the cancer centers in the U.S., and we've got a great record of success to build on. And one of the people who has played an instrumental role in that record is Ken Callan, who came to the university in 1999 after spending 20 years of his career with the National Cancer Institute, and we're delighted to have Ken on board leading our efforts.
Well, Dr. Count, it's great to have you with us here today. Tell us about some of the research that's underway at the Epley Center and what you see in the future for cancer research.
So we've had a significant amount of growth over the last decade with over 100 new cancer center members being recruited to Nebraska in the last 10 years. And our research funding has actually gone up over fourfold from $19 million a year in, around 1999 to almost $80 million a year this year at the Epley Cancer Center. So we've had a significant amount of growth, and a lot of the people that we've recruited have brought in some significant new research programs to the Epley Cancer Center. For example, we recruited a husband and wife team, Dr. Vimla and Hamid Band from Northwestern University, to start a new program in breast cancer here at the Epley Cancer Center. They brought down with them about 20 people from Northwestern with their team, and each had about four National Cancer Institute grants that they brought with them. And we're starting a dedicated program, multidisciplinary program, to look at some of the issues in breast cancer that could change our ways of approaching the therapy and the prevention of this disease. Using molecular diagnosis, characterizing the tumors at the genetic level. We just, for example, purchased a new next-generation DNA sequencing machine. You know, 10 years ago, the National Cancer Institute, the National Institutes of Health, and programs around the world did this project called the Human Genome Project, which cost about $1 billion and about 5 years' worth of time to completely sequence the human genome. Well, now, with technology advancing so fast in the last 10 years, we now purchase a new machine that within 3 weeks' time, we can take one patient's tumor and completely sequence the genome in that tumor. This gives us the blueprint of all the ways that that cancer now became a cancer in that particular individual patient. So the future is not treating everybody exactly the same way with the same regimens, but to use the genetic information from that patient's tumor to tailor and personalize the therapy so that the regimen deciding that we use to treat that patient will be specifically tailored to that particular patient's tumor.
So you're talking about treating cancer, but also you're looking at ways to prevent it as well. Is that correct?
Absolutely. In order to become a comprehensive cancer center, we actually have to develop programs in cancer prevention and cancer etiology. So we actually just recruited a new associate director for cancer prevention and control, Dr. Dana Loomis, who joined the College of Public Health as the chair of the Department of Epidemiology. Dr. Loomis has a background in looking at rural health issues, particularly what are the factors in people that live in rural areas that influence their risk of getting a cancer. He's been previously working in North Carolina, where he studied textile workers in rural North Carolina and looked at their incidence of specific type of cancer called mesothelioma. So we're very excited about recruiting him to Nebraska. He just arrived September 1st, and we're working with him to recruit some more faculty in this area to help build up our research in the area of identifying the factors, particularly throughout Nebraska, that influence a person's risk of developing cancer in their lifetime.
Well, JB, we heard earlier about raising money for cancer research. Talk about the support that donors will do and how that can help advance it.
Well, it's true, Greg. The private support that the university has received helps us build state-of-the-art facilities. It helps us keep outstanding faculty, such as those that Dr. Callan mentioned. Helps us recruit top students who will be the next generation of cancer researchers and physicians. Buildings like the Sorrell Center, the Durham Research Towers in Epley would not be here if it weren't for private gifts to the university. And so we're very pleased with the support we get from Nebraskans. You know, I'd say one other thing. There's been some news recently about the brain gain to Nebraska over the past year. It's very exciting news, and one only needs to listen to some of Ken Cowan's stories and hear about the bands who came here from Northwestern and brought 20 top researchers with them. I mean, that is the kind of energy and excitement that's coming to Nebraska and that we're seeing through things like the Epley Cancer Center.
Well, Dr. Cowan, we appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule to join us today, and best of luck to you in the future.
Thanks very much, Greg.
And JB, we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Greg.
Nebraska President JB Milliken. We've got more Halftime coming up next here on the Husker Sports Network.